grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The words which we consider continue in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, words of St. Paul to the congregation at Corinth, to which he proposes to come for the sake of the gospel, to preach, to be the apostle at Corinth. We continue with the reading, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without law as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So far the reading of the epistle. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, recently there were issued calls for graduates and vicars sent out from here, and it will not be long, and a great number of such calls and vicarage calls will again be issued. And this is a text from St. Paul appropriate for this particular function which we carry here. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians. He is an apostle. We are not quite in the position of apostles who are sent. He declares his freedom under the apostleship to relate himself, to make terms, as it were, with the congregation at Corinth. He would have the privilege to charge them indeed a salary for his services. He proposes not to do so. He is a tent maker by trade. He is setting up and understanding a relationship by which he, as apostle, can do his work, and there are indeed some things which must be said to the congregation at Corinth. The apostle proposes to be in this position that he can do so most effectively. He uses censure. He uses also promise in this epistle, and offers in the next chapters the Lord's Supper and instruction concerning it. And there is throughout the gospel of Christ, who did the running for us in these games to which he makes reference. All run, but only one wins and receives the crown, whether it be a laurel wreath or whether it be a parsley wreath. Strive for the imperishable crown is the comparison that St. Paul makes. And there were, of course, not far away, the Isthmic Games on the Isthmus of Corinth, There were many games besides the Olympic Games practiced in various parts of Greece. So this is the picture before us. St. Paul writes to Corinth, as one free, there is a delightful feeling that a pastor can have when he has been released by one congregation and has not yet assumed the duties at another. It is, as it were, a moment of freedom between calls. Perhaps those who have not yet entered the services of the congregation to which they go can feel some of that freedom. The Christian, and on the basis of St. Paul, Dr. Luther writes, is free and obligated to none. And the second thought is the Christian is a servant, a slave of God, and obligated to all. When then you assume the duties of the ministry, you recognize as a free man you remain under God, but are also in the service and harnessed under the gospel to do that work of Jesus Christ. It is indeed a marvelous relation to be in. St. Paul makes the comparison with the games to which we have referred. And those games require of each one the ultimate effort. I keep my body under. Fight as not striking the air. I pummel myself in order to drive out such fat and such hindrances that would hinder my success in the athletic effort. So keep I my body under, that I might do the work of the Lord. Indeed, that is an example in which we do well to follow. And we see it before us, all kinds of games. Perhaps we can get some spiritual benefit from watching these games on TV or even in person, and encourage people in like manner, that it is not a mere unspiritual, physical entertainment, but that they watch as Christians and learn from it. St. Paul, as the apostle, has warnings also for the people at Corinth. And in chapter 10, immediately following, he reminds them that when they had been freed from Egypt, they sought Egyptian pleasures and built for themselves a golden calf, and 23,000 and some hundred were slain. They murmured further in the desert, and serpents were sent to punish them until the Lord commanded Moses to erect the brazen serpent, to which Jesus makes reference also in the night with Nicodemus. As the serpent, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man. All these things exemplary. To the Corinthians, St. Paul then says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. But despair not, the Lord will with the temptation also give strength, that ye may be able to bear it. These are admonitions which are ours also. For whatsoever was written aforetime was written for our learning, that by faith and patience we might have hope. Let us then be encouraged by this to indeed strive for that imperishable crown. Strive in the manner of athletes, as St. Paul has pictured them before us. Do as servants of God that which he has laid upon us. A necessity is laid upon us to preach the gospel and to preach it unto others, and pray that it might not have been in vain in ourselves when we have preached the gospel. God be praised that he privileges us here at a seminary to to contribute so much to the sending out of the followers of the apostles into the Lord's church, that indeed the gospel may be preached for the salvation of many, to the Jew first, and to the Greek, to those within the law, to those under the law, and make the adjustment in whatever part, in whatever manner we must preach, that we might win by all means some. In the name of Christ our Lord, God be praised, in whose name we preach and work. Amen.